Do you know, I've got a great mate in Luxembourg. He used to work with him on...
Not Baby Bob.
Yeah, Baby Bob Stewart.
My goodness.
The father of twins. He's definitely a man. He proved that. He's got twins. And I'm just wondering whether or not... have you got twins?
I've got twins.
Have you?
Haven't you?
You dirty old man. You're not even married there. No, but anyway, seriously, getting back to Baby Bob Stewart and his good wife Joyce and, of course, the kiddies, if they're listening in, a very, very good morning indeed to you. And also, my little friend, the terrible midget, Tony the Prince. How are you, me old son? I haven't seen you for a long, long time. One of these times I'll pay you a surprise visit. Drop into Luxembourg right in the middle of your show. And who else can we say hi to, the DJ-wise? Hey, I know somebody I'd like to say hi to in the Manchester area if he's listening in. Kane Newman, if you're listening in, a very, very good morning indeed to you. And also a big hi to Guy Blackmore, alias Jim Gordon, alias a whole lot of other things, but never mind, he still is a great bloke. And he lives in the London area. Actually, he lives in Putney.
Putney. I know the one.
Yeah,
I'd like to wish happy birthday, happy Christmas. What is it? What anniversary is this?
It's
Christmas. I'd like to wish happy Yule log to Rodney Collins. And
I've heard that name somewhere before.
He's said to me in the past, when I've mentioned him over the air, without mentioning him over the air,
yeah,
as it were, he said, thank you for not mentioning my name. So, Rodney Collins, this is the first time your name has been mentioned.
Good.
On the radio, so...
Right, Rodney supports RNI.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, he's a writer, isn't he, no?
He used to be with Record Disc and Melody Maker Musical Express Weekly.
Hey, what about our mates off the ship, Brian McKenzie?
Yeah, what about him?
Roaring and a rarin' and all
that's your department.
Yeah,
not
well,
mine.
Brian McKenzie, a very, very happy new year indeed to you, my old son. I don't know where you are, whether you're in Bonnie, Scotland, enjoying a bit of haggis, or, hey, have you ever had a bit of haggis, Roger? Arnold.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Haggis, beautiful stuff it is. Have you ever had a bit of sporn?
I've never had a bit of that, no. I've had a bit of meat and two veg, you know.
I've never been to Scotland, but...
actually, you're missing something.
Two places I'd love to go.
It's really gorgeous in Perthshire.
Yeah.
Super.
I hear they close the pubs early in Scotland, is that right? Except on New Year's.
Yeah, I think they do, except in Glasgow as well.
Anyway, let's see. Who's off the ship now that we'd like to say hi to? There's Brian McKenzie.
There's Roger Day, Carl Mitchell.
Yes.
Andy Ott.
Don't talk about Andy. Andy, happy New Year.
He's off the ship as well.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. We've got a lot of fellas on leave there. Carl Mitchell, Roger Day. Hey, look, one of these guys coming back. I mean, it was ridiculous. You took a two-month leave, but...
Yeah, right. Well, they'll be back in 1980, maybe. Something like that.
Last I heard, Carl was...
With his 4mm camera.
Yeah, yes, in Sweden.
His brownie box.
Yes, maybe he's listening to us now in Sweden. Very good morning.
I think he went back
to
America, actually, Carl Mitchell.
Did he go back to America?
I think he did, yeah.
Roger Twiggy. I know there's been a few people writing in asking me about Roger Twiggy.
As a matter of fact, as I was mentioning on the air yesterday, I had a letter from Dorothy Stickwood, Mrs. Dorothy, and she wrote to me.
Oh, yes,
well,
Mr.
my name was on the envelope, but in fact,
Mr.
it was a letter inside addressed to Roger Day. So in fact, she got her letters juxtaposed.
Sure, it wasn't to Mr. Roger.
Mr. Roger and Mrs. Jenny, yeah. And so, who else is there? My goodness.
Hey, I know somebody you'd like to say hi to. Christmas St. John.
CSJ.
One of the greatest DJs that ever hailed on RNI.
Indeed. Also to Chicago.
Chicago, yes.
Yeah, he's a great lad, you know. He's a great lad, aye. We're missing your fine after-midnight cooking over here, lad, so if you want to come back as a chef, then...
Yeah. Who else can we say hi to? Terry Davis. I never really did get to know the cat, but anyway, if he's listening in, a very good morning to him.
Yeah.
And also another guy that's got a great voice. He's a big, tall fella, too. Dave Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Last time I spoke to him, he was painting the house or something down there in Devon.
Yeah. And
so
who else?
He's possibly listening in.
Who else is... what about in Zurich? Eva, Mr. Bolly, or Mr. Meister, good morning to you. Happy New Year and happy 1973.
Yeah, it's going
to
be the best year ever, this one.
I hope so.
Yeah, really.
Not only for them, for us, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else?
There's so many, you know. It's...
Well, now, let's see. We're running out of DJs here. Mark Slate. We haven't slated Mark yet. he'll be in Wallasey, I think. He'll be in Wallasey, and... Let's see, is there anybody... Oh, yeah, I'd like to say hi to Bill Crisp in the Isle of Man, if he's listening.
Yeah, he didn't quite make it, did he?
Yeah,
no, I mean,
so close.
Was he the homesick one or the seasick one?
The homesick one.
Ah.
And he didn't even make it onto the ship. But anyway, another great cat who at least gave it a try, and he came on board the ship, and that was Trevor Campbell.
That's right.
And his lovely fiancée, Georgie. If they're listening in, a very, very good morning to you.
I suppose I should wish Happy New Year to all my former employees. Employers, that's right.
Employers.
Yes. You've not had as many as I have, you see. This
no.
You've
no.
only had, what, since Caroline?
Well,
you've
since
had one
you
employer,
and I split
you,
up,
really?
Yes, I think...
I've had about 6,000.
I've had two employers. two employers. Myself and all my colleagues, I suppose. I'm using that word loosely at Manx Radio.
Yeah.
And I was there for 3.5 years. Would you believe that, Arnold? 3.5 years. 3.5 years, would you believe?
Well, you seem to have got yourself back together again. You're
yes,
back in
yes,
one piece
well,
now.
I'm back in one piece, sir.
Yes. Yes.
And anyway, hey, listen, do you realize it's going to be New Year's Eve here in exactly...
My goodness, Chris, isn't it?
We've been talking away here, and we haven't been doing a thing here musically, and in about another 2 minutes' time, it shall be New Year's in the United Kingdom and in Ireland. So for all you friends, have a musical interlude here, and then Roger and I will have another glass of champagne. Hey, would you believe it? It's exactly 12 midnight in the British Isles and Ireland and everywhere else. It's on Greenwich Mean Time. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to United Kingdom
Davis.
And Ireland
Happy New
and Tim Davis. Happy New Year to you. We missed our time signal there.
Oh.
We've been given the chop-chop, man.
Right, Greenwich.
Central European time is now 25 seconds past 1 a.m. Central Greenwich Mean Time is 30 seconds past Greenwich Mean Time, 12 midnight.